You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Don't faint, hallelujah. Many times we're fainting in prayer. Amen. We're not persistent in prayer. We won't continue to press through. Amen, somebody. We won't continue to stay in that posture of prayer. Oh, glory to God, at the feet of Jesus Christ. And so, read.
Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him.
And there was a widow in that city, because sometimes, even in the body of Christ, because every woman in the Bible can represent or be symbolic or figurative of the church. Amen, somebody. And even as the church, we know that we are married to Christ Jesus, but there are just sometimes that we feel like what? A widow. Come on. We feel like we're all by ourselves. Be truthful. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes you feel like you're by yourself. But I got good news for you. You're not by yourself. Come on, somebody. The breaker is in your corner. Woo. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we see that there was a judge that feared not God. He didn't regard man. Oh, glory to God. You know, as a matter of fact, read.
And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her.
Come on, because she kept troubling him. Come on, she kept knocking on the door. She kept pressing in. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes even when it looked like things are not gonna change, and especially when the enemy begin to speak that into your ear, come on, that's when it's really time to keep on pressing, because guess what? You're making up ground in the spirit realm. You're getting results. And because you're getting results, amen, the enemy will come and try to make you feel like you're tired. Because you're getting results, the enemy will come and begin to speak in your ear and say, you know, it ain't doing no good. You ought to stop. You ought to leave it alone. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But tell somebody, don't faint.
Don't faint.
Don't faint. Woo. Oh, glory to God. Don't faint. Hallelujah. You're on the verge of a breakthrough.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The breaker is in your corner.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody. I'm going to say it again. The breaker is in your corner. Oh, glory to God. If you only knew what I was talking about, I said the breaker is in your corner. Oh, glory to God. Because you got to look at this. I said it was an earthly story. Hallelujah. With a spiritual meaning, a heavenly meaning, and just the mere fact that this joker, this judge didn't fear God, how can you expect him to judge justly? But even when we're dealing with the unjust, come on, even when we're dealing with folks that are standing in our way, the enemy, devils that are standing in our way, and because let me show you something. So sometimes it's not necessarily the person, amen, that's standing in our way, but it's the spirit, come
yes,
on, the enemy,
yes,
hallelujah, that's standing in our way.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. And this is why we pray. Go back over to Luke chapter 8. Anybody getting anything out of this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't shout me down, but shout Jesus down. Come on.
Yes.
Make some noise. Hallelujah. You know, okay, all right, I only won't go into that. Hallelujah. But where were we, daughter?
We are on
verse 41. Read.
And he besought him that he would come into his house, for he only had... I
say, Lord, come to my house.
Lord,
oh, glory to God. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to my house. I need the breaker to come to my house.
Yes.
He besought him.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. I don't know how long he stayed at his feet. Come on. I don't know how long he begged. I don't know how long. Oh, glory to God. Can you imagine? Because let me show you something. This is a pride-breaking moment because he's a ruler. Come on, somebody. You need to understand that all the other rulers, all the other leaders, oh, glory to God, they was trying to set Jesus up. They were trying to kill Jesus. Come on. They was trying to get Jesus off the scene because all their church members, oh, glory to God, was going and following after Jesus. Come on. Their churches were emptying out. And so guess what? This man, oh, glory to God, was about to lose his reputation. Who wants to come up in here and lose your reputation? Lose your cool? Oh, can I tell you something? Oh, glory to God, because guess what? This was a breakthrough for me. Y'all ain't get it. This was a breakthrough for me. I said I've been church for years. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And one day, this was a breakthrough for me. Oh, glory to God. I raised my hands up to here. Oh, glory to God. Next thing you know, this was another breakthrough for me. My God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And one day, I just went ahead and broke all the way through. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because the breaker broke something over me. Okay. All right. I'm all out there by myself.
No, you're not.
Hallelujah. Somebody going to understand what we're talking about.
Yes.
Woo! Oh, glory to God. I went through stages of breakthroughs. Amen, somebody.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. And so read, daughter, what?
For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age.
Uh-huh.
And she lay a dying.
About 12. Around about 12. Come on, somebody. Somewhere in the area. Oh, glory to God. Because 12 is the number of what?
Three.
Governmental perfection. When you see 12 in the Bible, hallelujah, oh glory to God, it's a sign that God is trying to govern and perfect or mature your life or bring you to another place of maturity or growth. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God, elevate you, allow you to see another side of him. Oh, glory to God. See, she was about, hallelujah, we can't put our finger on it, but I know I'm about in that season or that time to go up. Come on, somebody. About. Okay, all right. All right, I guess it's blessing me. Amen, somebody. Read, daughter.
And she lay a dying.
She lay a dying. Because the enemy wants to kill what's in your house. Oh, glory to God. I ain't talking about your natural house. I'm talking about this house. The enemy wants to kill what's in here. Come on, somebody. The enemy wants to take you out spiritually. But the enemy ain't satisfied until you back out in the world and in the grave. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. That's when the enemy will be satisfied, so that he can mock God, so that he can try to brag in God's face and say, see what I've done. Come on, somebody. But tell somebody the breaker is here. Tell somebody it ain't happening. Oh, glory to God. It ain't happening. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Read, daughter.
But as he went, the people thronged him.
Uh-huh. See, because that enemy really wants you to give up on God. Amen, somebody. But the Bible says as Christ went, the people thronged him. They were, this throng, this word, is, I believe it's from the Greek word. I didn't look it up, but a long time ago, I looked it up in from the Greek word semnigo, which means to press from all sides to the point of suffocation. This is the vast crowd. This is the multitude that is around Christ, and they're pressing and trying to get to him and to touch him. Come on. And it was a suffocating crowd. Amen, somebody. A suffocating crowd. Read, daughter.
And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years.
A woman with an issue. Oh, glory to God. We see the number 12 again. Oh, glory to God. The body of Christ has issues. Amen, somebody. I'm going to say it again. The body of Christ has issues. Oh, glory to God. And sometimes we've been having them issues a long time. And I don't know, sometimes it just seems like, oh, glory to God, it ain't going to get better. And there was a lot of women trying to touch Christ just as well as men. Come on, somebody. But I believe that there's some churches out there that's getting ready to touch Christ. Oh, glory to God. That's getting ready to press like never before. Oh, glory to God. That God got a people. Come on, somebody. That pressing their way. I don't care if they got to slide and drag. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because they want to get rid of their issues. Anybody want to get rid of your issues? Oh, glory to God. Anybody tired of your issues? Amen, somebody. Read, daughter.
Which had spent all her living upon physicians.
Uh-huh.
neither could be healed of any.
Read.
Came behind him and touched the border of his garment.
Because you know, if you've been walking with the Lord for a while, you could probably look back and realize that there was times, I know I can look back and realize that there was a lot of times that I was trying to work it out myself. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But then it comes to a point in time where you get tired of trying to work it out. Oh, glory to God. And you just say, I just need to touch Jesus. I just need to touch the breaker. I just need to get as close as possible to the Lord. I need a touch. Anybody need a touch?
Yes.
Anybody need to touch the Lord?
Yes.
Anybody need to touch the breaker?
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. I said, anybody, go to the book of Micah, chapter 2. Micah, chapter 2. Oh, glory to God. No, my grandson, don't come out the back. Hallelujah. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about this other Micah. Hallelujah. Somebody need to tell him he in the Bible. Go to verse 13. Micah chapter 2. Go to verse 13 and read.
The breaker is come up before them, and they, the breaker is come up before them.
Loose her tongue in Jesus' name. She's going to read this. And somebody get the Amplified version too while she's reading this. Read.
They have broken up.
They have broken up. The breaker has come up before thee. And they have broken up. Read.
And they have passed through the gates.
And they have passed through the gates. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Read.
And are gone out by it.
And gone out by it. Read.
And their king shall pass before them.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord on the head of them.
Ah, the Lord's going to lead them out. Amen, somebody. All right. Now, who got the Amplified version? You got the Amplified version, Hurricane? You can get it? Oh, okay. I thought you might have had it. Anybody pull it up on their phone right quick? Come on, somebody pull it up. My wife, you got a microphone over there?
No. Yeah.
You think in this modern day age, somebody would have it just like that?
I have the NIV pulled up all
day. Okay, the NIV. Read the NIV. It's close to the Amplified.
She just came out of
it. Lord Jesus. You got it. Read it loud. Did somebody give the prophetess... Amen, somebody. Somebody give the prophetess, glory to God, the microphone. Matter of fact, the Bible says he don't do anything first unless he let his prophets know, right? All right, well, give the prophet the microphone. Let her read it.
The one who breaks open the way.
Ah, that ain't loud enough. Read it louder.
The one who breaks open the way will go up before them.
Okay, now, and somebody get me the Amplified version of this also. The one who what?
Breaks open the way. Will go up.
Before them.
They will break through the gate. And go out.
Their kings will pass through. Go read.
Their king will pass through before them.
Uh-huh.
The Lord at their hand.
Now let me set this picture up for you while somebody's getting the Amplified. Please, somebody get the Amplified. Hallelujah. Also, Micah 2 and 13. Oh, glory to God. In Micah 2 and 13, you need to understand this picture as to what was going on. The people of God were in captivity. They had been captivated. Come on, somebody. They were in bondage. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Anybody feeling that way sometime?
Yes.
They were in slavery. Amen, somebody. Amen, walls, carpets, and the like. I'm going to say it again. Hallelujah. They were captivated. They were in bondage. Come on. They were oppressed and depressed. Come on. They were in slavery. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so here was God about to redeem them.
Jesus.
I'm going to say it again. Here was God, and whoever got the Amplified version, get a microphone. Raise your hand. Get a microphone. Amen, somebody. You got a microphone? Okay. And so I want you to read it and read it out loud. Read.
The breaker. The Messiah who opens the way.
The Messiah. Come on. We're talking about Jesus. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. The breaker. The Messiah does what?
Opens the way.
Open the way. Come on, somebody. We're talking about, oh, glory to God, going through the gates. Come on, somebody. We're talking about breaking through. Oh, glory to God, opening up the way, opening up that door. You've been trying to get through that door for all your life. Come on, somebody. It seems like all your life seems like an eternity. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible says the breaker, the Messiah, oh, glory to God, breaking through, making a way through the door, through the gate. Read. Start back from the beginning.
The breaker, The Messiah who opens the way
shall
go up before them.
Shall go up before them.
Liberating them.
Liberating them. Come
they
on.
Will
liberating them.
Out.
Set you free. Can you imagine yourself? Oh, glory to God. Let me get somebody behind me to follow me. Come here, yeah, man of God. Hallelujah. This is the people of God. Hallelujah. And the liberator, the Messiah, is going before them. The breaker. Come on. The breaker. The breaker. The breaker. Come on. Breaking stuff up. Stuff that is hindering you. Stuff that has stopped you. Stuff that is stood in your way. The breaker. Oh, glory to God. The breaker is going before you. Making a way out of no way. Come on, somebody. Opening doors. Moving the enemy out of the way. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, man of God. Thank you, man of God. Hallelujah. Somebody say the breaker is here. Before us. Oh, glory to God. Now, come on back up here. Hallelujah. I might have to use you again. Hallelujah. Say, the breaker is going before them and what?
They will break out.
They will break out.
Pass through the gate.
They will break out. Why are you breaking out? You're breaking out because guess what? He's breaking out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're breaking out because he's breaking. They say, they will break out. The only reason why you're able to do a jailbreak, come on somebody, it's because he made the way, because he broke through. That's why you can do a jailbreak. Come on, follow me. That's why you can run on out the gate. That's why you can get out. You could have got out before him, you would have got out before him. But somebody say the breaker is here. The breaker is here. Whoa. Oh, glory to God. Say they will break out. Tell somebody I'm breaking out. I'm coming through the gate. I see myself transitioning. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because the breaker has gone before me. Oh, glory to God. Read, daughter. Read, wife.
They will break out, pass through the gate,
and go out. Woo!
So their king goes on before them.
They will break out. They're breaking out because, come here, man of God. Come on back up here again. They will break out. The problem is all along has been the gate.
Jesus.
You know, most cities in that dispensation, they had gatekeepers. Oh, glory to God. Okay, y'all ain't getting this. Y'all ain't getting this. Well, most in that dispensation, they had gatekeepers. Let me get the two young folks right there to stand up. Come here. Stand up. Coming right here. Hallelujah. One of y'all stand right here and one stand right there. See, the problem, go and slide over a little bit more, see, because when the breaker come through, I can't tell what's going to happen. It might get floored. Yeah, slide over a little bit. Because if I'm representing the breaker, I'm a whole lot bigger than you all. And I'm coming through with these karate chops, and you know. And so, the problem is that, guess what? It ain't that you ain't never tried to go through, but the gatekeepers stood in the way. They always keep you from going through. Come on, the gatekeepers are standing in the way. And so, the gatekeepers have not been letting you through. But all of a sudden, you start praying. I said, all of a sudden, you get like the widow woman and you start praying. Oh, glory to God. You get like the widow woman and you get persistent.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. You get determined. Come on. You start crying out to the breaker. y'all better make some space. Y'all better make some space. See, because guess what? This is praying. This is bracing your way. This is getting ready to go. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because the breaker. Now, give behind the breaker. Get behind the breaker. Get behind the breaker. And so all of a sudden, the Bible says what? He will lead them what?
Through the gate.
Through the gate.
And out
the gate. Through the gate. I'm able to break through. Thank God. Because of the breaker, I'm able to break through. Oh, glory to God.
Jesus.
I ain't finished, but I'm finished. Hallelujah. I said, I ain't finished, but I'm finished. Tell somebody the breaker is here.
The breaker is here.
The breaker is here.
Yes.
And because he's here, I can break out. Because he's here, I can go through the gate. Come on, stand up. Somebody say, God, break everything off my life that's not like you. Break everything that's out. Break in Jesus' name. Break in Jesus' name. Everything that's not like you. Hallelujah. If this didn't bless nobody else, it blessed the prophet back there. She got to get that dance on. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my wife stood up like she got a word. I'm just saying, I don't know. You know.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
You found Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent here with a question from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, where in verse 53, Jesus tells the disciples, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Now, John, it'd be easy to read that passage and assume Jesus is talking about the ordinance of communion, but is that what he's referring to there?
Well, he is not talking about the ordinance of communion there, of course. That is not established until the upper room on the night he was betrayed, before his crucifixion, when he transfers the Passover into the Lord's Supper, the Lord's table. What he is saying in John chapter 6 is simply, you must take me in. His point was an analogy that has spiritual rather than literal significance. In other words, you have to embrace me. You have to embrace me, the Son of Man. You have to embrace me in my death, or you have no eternal life. To acknowledge a crucified Son of Man, a crucified Messiah for the Jews was unthinkable, alien, objectionable, and they had no interest in a crucified Messiah. Our Lord is saying, if you don't acknowledge me as the Son of Man who offers himself as a sacrifice for sin, if you don't take in all of that, believe that with all your heart, you cannot have eternal life. You must believe in the incarnation and the death of the Messiah.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from the Gospel of John, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed... God wants husbands and wives to come together, touch and agree, and hear from the Holy Spirit directly or didactically speaking to you about things you need to do.
Bishop Clark says the Holy Spirit desires to be that counselor unveiling the hidden secrets of God.
Of course, he's going to use the word that's preached here to help guide that, but you have to start growing and start hearing from God yourself about things that you're facing. Can somebody say amen?
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a Spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark continues teaching out of the series he calls The Garment of Distinction, with the central thought being how to access your prophetic mantle. Grab your Bibles and let's turn again to Luke chapter 4, verses 13 through 22, as Bishop Clark begins the message, The Pivot Towards the Prophetic Reloaded.
I love the book of St. Luke. It's one of my favorite books in the Bible. And I'm going through the Bible now. Every year I try to go through the Word of God. I would encourage you to do the same thing. Many of you will be able to track God and his movements better if you start reading the Word. And the Bible has been given to us to read, not to sit on the shelf, but to read, to digest, to ingest. And if you read it, you'll start receiving and seeing that there's life for you. In spite of setbacks and issues and problems, you'll see certain things happen to great people in the Bible that if they didn't have strong faith, they would have missed God. Here, Jesus has been driven into the wilderness. Mark chapter 1 says he was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness. He didn't just walk there. The Spirit wanted him to go through 40 days of testing. This is the Son of God that was tested. He was tested by Satan himself. Satan showed up several times in the scripture. He showed up in David's time. The Bible says he provoked David to number the children of Israel. It was Satan himself that stood over and against Israel. The Lord showed me an intimidating spirit a few weeks ago that was standing over and against our church, trying to intimidate us, to cause us to back up from the things of God. And at 11 o'clock last week, the Lord spoke to me and said, we will be attacked by the enemy. Where are the intercessors? The intercessors are here, but you need to raise the candle power. That doesn't mean you have to meet more. What it means, you need to pray more, okay? We need more covering, and we need more of you to stop being casual about your spiritual work and your spiritual walk with God and engage in prayer. We're completing today 5 days of fasting. I pray that 90% of our church did it. If I took a poll today, how many of you turned down at least one plate a week, one plate a day? Hopefully, we have more than 7-8 people that did it. But guess what? If there's just 2 or 3 who gather in his name, the word says that he's in the midst of us. I pray that our church would use tragedy to rally around the purpose of God and to become more spiritual than more secular, more sacred than secular. And these things that we've seen in the scripture, even Jesus was tested of the devil himself. Satan himself tempted him in the wilderness. Glory to God, telling him, if you be the Son of God, command stones to be made bread. Taking him into a high mountain and showing him all of the kingdoms of the world. Taking him to the pinnacle of the temple and saying, cast yourself down. Scripture says if you do, you will be gathered by the angels because they will uphold you if you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said, listen, Satan, man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And get out of my way. You're standing in my pathway.